It's KQED News. I'm Tara Seiler. Nearly a fifth of the inmates in California's jails are being prescribed psychiatric drugs. That's according to researchers from California Health Policy Strategies, a Sacramento-based consulting firm that analyzed state data. Anna Gorman reported on the issue for Kaiser Health News. And Anna, this study shows that the number of California inmates being prescribed these medicines has increased 25% in the last 5 years. And these are pretty incredible statistics. What accounts for these high numbers?
Primarily, the increase in use of psychotropic medications in county jails across California reflects the growing number of inmates with mental illness. There's just been a big influx, and nobody knows exactly why, but some people suspect that it may be because of this federal court order a few years ago to ease crowding in the state prisons. A lot of those folks ended up in the county jails. And then a few years after that, a state proposition reclassified some felonies as misdemeanors. So we just have many more people with mental illness inside the county jails. But it also may just be better identification and diagnosis of folks with mental health issues.
You quote someone in your story that says jails and prisons have become a, quote, repository for people in the throes of mental health crises. Can you explain that?
So across California and the country, far more people with mental illness are housed in county jails and state prisons than in psychiatric hospitals. In fact, LA County's jails are considered the largest mental health institution in the country. And it poses problems. There's high suicide rates. There's lots of violence. There's self-mutilation. And the part of the reason this is happening is because there is not enough community-based mental health treatment throughout the state and nation. So people aren't getting the care they need in the community, and so they have problems. They commit crimes. This director of the Justice Advocacy Project at Stanford Law School said, in many ways, the whole justice system is overwhelmed with mental illness.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what are jail officials saying about this increase in the use of these drugs and the increase in folks that have mental illness?
So I spoke to the chief psychiatrist at LA County Jails, and I also spoke to the director of correctional mental health for San Diego County Jails, and they said it's really difficult to handle. They're trying to do everything they can to improve training and treatment, but it's hard because of crowding and because jails really weren't meant to be mental health facilities.
So is there any danger or concern by mental health advocates that inmates might be being overprescribed or given medicines to make them more compliant in jail?
Yeah, there's a little bit of both. Some people that say that they're underprescribing folks with mental illness and that there's a lot of difficulty getting the care they need and getting the medication they need because not at all jails have pharmacy services. But then there's also this other side of the picture where people say that their folks are being overprescribed. Jails and prisons are not great places for people with mental illness. As a result, they may have trouble following rules. There may be increased violence, and jail officials may use psychotropic medication to sedate folks and to keep them calm so that they can run their jails or prisons.
Okay. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Anna Gorman is a reporter with Kaiser Health News. She's been talking with us about the dramatic rise in prescribed psychotropic drugs in California's jails. I'm Tara Seiler, KQED News.